From bicycles to bats and balls, commentator Frank DeFord says there's a secret to the success of some of the top teams in baseball.
You want to win at baseball? Easy. Hire an old guy to manage your team. In this youth-dominated world, it's old-timers' day every day at the top of the baseball standings. The National League, in particular, is like an advertisement for AARP. The Dodgers, best team in the majors, is managed by the oldest manager, Joe Torre, who just entered his 70th summer. In the Central Division, St. Louis is on top thanks to the aging wisdom of the 64-year-old Tony La Russa. And leading the East, the world champion Phillies are managed by Charlie Manuel, who is 65. Manuel twice heard doctors give him up for dead. He managed the Indians a few years ago while wearing a colostomy bag. You can't run the guy off. These champion geriatrics remind me of what Maurice Chevalier said in his dotage. I'm too old for women, too old for that extra glass of wine. All I have left is the audience, but I have found it is quite enough. The National League also boasts three other graybeards in their 60s. You could hire the whole bunch to do those interminable sales pitches for old people's remedies that dominate the network news commercials every night. Fixing their dentures, going to the bathroom at their leisure, and taking the right medications to ward off dementia. The average age of National League managers is almost 57, and hey, that's supposed to be the league where more brain power is required because there's no designated hitter. They don't call it the senior circuit for nothing. Not that the American League managers are all spring chickens either. The Central Division leader is Detroit, managed by Jimmy Leland, who is 64. That means that by the end of the year, four of the six division-leading managers will be eligible for full Social Security benefits. The coaches in the NBA are the second oldest group in professional sports, and of course, another long-in-the-toother, Phil Jackson, led the Lakers to the championship this year, age 63. Now, on the other hand, in the mean sports, it's the exact reverse. Youth rules. The Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup behind a 38-year-old coach, Dan Bylsma. And the Pittsburgh Steelers' head whippersnapper, Mike Tomlin, won the Super Bowl at only 36. In all of Major League Baseball, only one manager is in his 30s, while in the NFL, only two are barely in their 60s. The average NFL coach is a full 6 years younger than his baseball counterpart. It's a weird dichotomy, isn't it? Perhaps baseball managers are older because the sport has more of a hierarchy with the minor leagues. You have to work your way up. And also, baseball is the only sport where the managers dress just like their players. It hides their age. Everybody loves a man in uniform, even an old man.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.